It's Friday, April 19th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Barron's Big Dig Main Street project is underway. Legislative Republicans challenge one of the governor's line item vetoes. Senator Ron Johnson blames Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for crimes committed by illegal immigrants. And VP Kamala Harris will be in Wisconsin on Monday. Good afternoon. I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Barron's Big Dig Main Street project is underway, replacing the pavement and infrastructure on LaSalle Avenue in downtown Barron. The $4.8 million project is funded by the city and by state and federal grants, said City Administrator Liz Jacobson.
It's every form of utility, stormwater, street, sidewalk, curb, gutter, light poles, all of it. So it's updated infrastructure, much needed updated infrastructure, and then there's some downtown aesthetics as well. So decorative street lights. We're doing some bump outs on the sidewalks on the north side of the street. And then the scope of the project, it's from Highway 25 to 7th Street. The intersection, just east of KJ's. That full length of LaSalle Avenue is closed to traffic and cross traffic.
Main Street businesses can be accessed via side streets, alleyways, or via the sidewalks for most of the project. Jacobson said the expected completion date is mid-October. Haas Incorporated of Bloomer is the primary contractor. Follow construction updates on the city's page on Facebook. Search for City of Barron. Republicans in the legislature are challenging a veto by Democrat Governor Tony Evers that modified a school literacy law. Raymond Newport has a story.
That bill was intended by Republicans to send $50 million to schools in order to pay for phonics-based reading courses. But a line-item veto by the Democratic governor allowed that funding to go towards the Department of Public Instruction in general. Republicans have challenged that in Dane County Court, saying Evers was not allowed to use the line-item veto on the bill. Evers says the law he enacted was a budget bill and subject to his broad veto powers. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A day after Democrats in the Senate killed articles of impeachment against him, Senator Ron Johnson pressed Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas for answers about the southern border. And the Wisconsin Republican accused Mayorkas of complicity in crimes committed by persons in the country illegally.
People have lost their loved ones because of this catastrophe, this open border policy. Do you have any remorse? Do you have any regrets?
Senator, 2 points. One, very importantly, all of our hearts break for the victims of these heinous crimes and their loved ones. Secondly, the criminals who committed those crimes are responsible for their criminal conduct.
They wouldn't have been into this country had you not allowed them in.
The exchange took place during a Thursday budget hearing of the Senate Homeland Security Committee. Vice President Kamala Harris is back in Wisconsin next week. Bob Haig tells us more.
Harris will be in La Crosse on Monday. President Joe Biden's campaign says the VP will address abortion rights and the economy and health care at two separate events. Well, this will be Harris's third campaign visit this year. She was in Madison last month and Waukesha in January. Wisconsin is critical for Biden's effort at a second term, and he's also visited the state three times this year. The president was in Madison to address the economy earlier this month and promoted infrastructure investments in Milwaukee last month and Superior in January. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Friday.